Amtrak announced today that it has started operating out of Springfield's historic Union Station. 2 years after Union Station reopened following a $95 million restoration, Amtrak has opened a ticket office in the main concourse and closed a track-level waiting room. The passenger rail company joins the Pioneer Valley Transit Authority and InterCity Bus Services that moved in and began operating from Union Station in 2017, and CT Rail, which began serving Springfield last year.
So this is another very important announcement in the milestone achievement of refurbishing, rehabbing, and reopening Union Station.
Massachusetts Congressman Richard Neal of Springfield joined Amtrak officials and Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno at Monday's announcement in the main concourse. For decades, as Union Station sat empty and decaying, Amtrak operated a train station in Springfield that was located on Lyman Street. It recently moved its ticketing and other passenger services into Union Station after negotiating a lease with the Springfield Redevelopment Authority, according to Amtrak Vice President Thomas Moritz.
We thought it would be beneficial for both Amtrak passengers and the other users of the station to have us into this consolidated area. So we were very much looking forward to moving down here as quickly as we could.
There are currently 22 trains a day that stop at Union Station.
There's no changes to the Amtrak train service based on today's activity. We still continue to operate both the what had been known as Springfield shuttle trains between intercity trains between New Haven, Hartford, and Springfield. The expansion of that service occurred about a year ago at this point in time after some track upgrades along that stretch of track were completed. So Amtrak continues to operate that service as well as the Vermonter, as well as one Northeast regional train that originates in Washington.
Construction work continues on a new high-level passenger boarding platform at Union Station that meets accessibility requirements of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Part of the project includes a new elevator between the main concourse and the overhead tracks. The project is costing $8.2 million and is being paid for by the Massachusetts Department of Transportation. While still running an annual operating deficit, Union Station's finances are improving, according to Kevin Kennedy, Springfield's chief development officer.
Yeah, we're doing much better. We expect the next year's allocation for support from the city to be down 23%. It's been done with a lot of controlling expenses and trying to increase revenues. I mean, it's not a complicated solution, but we've been working very hard at it, and obviously the goal is to bring it down to nothing. But that generally takes anywhere from 3 to 5 years.
About 70% of the available space in Union Station is now rented. In addition to a subsidy from the city, Union Station also receives a $500,000 annual payment from MGM Springfield. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.